Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, it's the Cat Named Mo Show. The only show with the balls to say vote for Trump. Country music rocks and NASCAR wives matter. Hey, he may be a sellout, but he ain't no dummy.
And you don't stop.
All right, welcome back. It's Cat Named Mo Show. Just under an hour left for you. I've been having a good time in here today, Jerrica.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for this Alessia? Next segment.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I thought he was excited for Alessia. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Listen. Hungry people. That's all I'm going to tell you.
All right.
We were about to let the ladies from Bearskin Waxing. Did I say it right?
Yes.
At Bearskin Waxing, South Tampa, leave when I found out that the young, beautiful, blonde Colette is now on the market as of this morning. And yet you still made it into the show. That is dedication.
Oh, I couldn't get out of the house fast enough.
Okay. All right. All right. Colette, let's go deep. How long were you in this relationship?
It was very short, just a couple of months.
All right, had you moved in together?
Yes, but not like intentionally.
How do you unintentionally move in?
Well,
I mean, I know how Jerrica does that.
He was just gonna rent a room, and then feelings got involved, and next thing you know, we started dating and living together at the same time.
Oh wait a minute. So you have a house, and you were renting a room out?
Yes.
Okay. And you rented it out to a stranger, or did you know him prior?
Yeah, I knew him.
You knew him. Okay, so you had been friends.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, I have a room, or he just needed a room. And you said, well, why don't you come and rent my
place?
Yeah,
and it was just supposed to be short term. And
okay, and you guys had never done anything prior to that?
No, I was in a 2-year relationship, and he was in a long relationship as well.
Well, how did the relationship turn? Do you remember the time and place?
At a bar. Too many shots of Patron.
So you and he are hanging. What bar? Do you remember the bar?
Oh, I do. My favorite bar.
What is
VIP
that?
VIP on the corner of Armenian Slide.
Okay, VIP on Armenian Slide. I don't know that. Is that a dive bar or a high end bar?
It's a liquor store with a bar attached.
Oh, good Lord!
I know what you're talking about.
There's no windows.
Is that how you getting down, Colette?
I mean,
the liquor store bar.
I love that bar, and I love everybody in there. I hope you guys are all listening. I'll come see you soon.
But you're so well maintained and manicured and proper like.
I like both. I like getting down and dirty, but then I like going to my nicer bars and
switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. I understand liking a dive rolling, but when you talking about a bar attached to a liquor store.
Yeah. Well, and I could walk there from my old house. Okay. I just moved into a house so I could walk home.
So you had
walk back and get my car.
So you had the liquor store bar, and you guys are just out hanging.
Yeah.
And he has moved in already and started renting the room.
It literally happened within 24 hours.
So he had already moved in. So you start doing shots, and then what happens?
He just never slept in the other room.
No. I'm looking for the moment that the relationship turned. So you're doing shots, and who makes the first move?
You mean turn good or turn bad?
No, turn into a romantic relationship. Yeah. Who initiated the first kiss?
Actually, I'm going to say I initiated.
You
did. I had a crush on him for a while.
Okay.
But I was in a relationship, so I just couldn't.
So the tequila got to you, and then you just leaned in and slobbed him down.
Something like that.
Okay.
All right. It sounds so gross when you use the word slob.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
That's the second time he's used it.
Yeah, he uses it a lot.
Okay. So do you say to him, let's go back to my place, our place?
It's a little blurry.
Yeah, a little blurry. But you end up in bed on top of each other at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. And now when you wake up, do you immediately regret it? Or do you say, all right?
No, I was just like, okay, see you later. You know.
What? See you later. He lives there.
Yeah. Like, go back to your room.
See you later. I'll see you in the kitchen. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just.
But did it make it awkward? Because as you said, now you were just going to have a renter's relationship, and now all of a sudden you're immediately boyfriend and girlfriend living in the same house.
Yeah, it made it intense. I was definitely warned, like, this is not a good idea. And
warned by who? Friends?
Yeah.
One's in the room.
Angie, you warned her? You never liked him, did you?
No.
I could tell you that. Yeah. Why didn't you like him? What was wrong
because
with him?
Because she's 34 years old.
Right.
He's 53. Well, and I felt like she just needed to stay
I
with
didn't know
somebody a little younger.
Well, was he a young looking 53? No.
Oh, come on now.
Uh-oh.
Give me a little credit.
Ooh. He was not a young looking 53.
Maybe like 48.
She's sticking up for you. Credit. She's saying you deserve better.
But it had to be something other than the age difference, because you're not opposed to like an age gap, are you, Angie?
No, for her it was just too soon after another relationship,
right.
And mm-hmm. I said just give yourself a little time and like relax.
And you felt he was using his age and maturity to manipulate her to a degree.
Yes.
Why does a 53-year-old man need to rent a room? What did he do for a living?
That's the way I look at it. 53 years old, you should be
grounded. Yeah, you should have some kind. You should be
a retirement plan.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to have all of that, but you should be established enough to where you're not renting a room from a friend, right?
Yeah.
I know. I have bad taste in men. I will admit it.
What did he do for a living? Did he have a job?
Yeah, he works in the pool industry and is a service manager for.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So now, okay. So are you? So you're having sex regularly on the reg, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's good? Are you liking it?
Yeah. That's about the only positive.
Okay. All right.
That's what I did say to Angie today. I was like, dang, the only thing I'm going to miss is that.
Oh, all right. So
I was like, I feel you, babe.
As a pool man, he was going into the deep end, huh? Is that what you're trying?
I knew that was coming.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I mean, I'm glad I'm not like on TV because I think his face just turned red.
He was diving in the deep end. Yeah,
something like that.
Okay, all right. So now,
shut up, Roland. The deep end.
Yeah, the deep end, man. Where were you? And I'm trying to do analogies here.
I like it.
What? Okay, so what happened?
Angie's
not gonna help
just
you.
Just personality. Traits I learned about.
Give me one.
Bad habits.
Give me one. Oh!
Oh! Putting it on blast!
Uh-oh.
So it was just something I didn't know, and you weren't about it. So that makes sense. Like, wow, you are a complete liar.
I know, yo.
Angie.
I didn't say a word. You did not say anything.
Excuse me.
Yeah, yo. All I know is, yeah, yo. Every time she hit the block, they be on go mode. And if you try to rob me, swear to God, they be a no-no. Sauced up in them loco. And you a no-so. Yeah, yo. All I know is, yeah, yo.
This break brought to you by Snooty, featuring Yo Gotti.
If you try to rob me, swear to God, they be a no-no. Sauced up in them loco. And you a no-so.
Okay, now listen.
That was perfect timing.
Listen. That's not a deal breaker for me.
No, and it wasn't for me. I just didn't know the extent.
Oh, he was partying all the time.
Every day.
Oh.
All day, all night.
That's why he was able to dive into the deep end so much.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, at that age, now it makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
And how were you aware? Angie, I love you. How
were you? She's the one that told me not to say anything, and she's the one that
said it. Say a word.
Well, you did a lot more.
It's cold in here, and I was having allergies.
Cheese, guapo, egg, vato. Holla at amigo, and he gon' get the... And wrap on tighter than burritos. I let him know I need it for the low and need it pronto. He gon' ship him off. Pew, torpedo. Hey, yeah, yo. All I know, yeah, yo.
All right, now listen to me. Okay. All right.
Angie's a good friend to have. I just want to say that. Yeah. She keeps it real.
Okay, so he had a couple of bad habits and all of that stuff. So who was it that said, all right, this is not going to work? You or him? It had to be you.
Me.
You said, was he surprised?
Yeah.
When did you tell him?
Like a week ago, but it finally...
He didn't get it. He didn't understand what get the hell out of my house meant.
I love her.
Hey, I know. Really Angie don't play around.
Get the
So he did.
Kept showing back up.
What is that accent again? West Virginia? Is that what it is?
Charleston.
Charleston. All right. So, so he would just come back to the house after he was done working, and you would let him in.
Yeah, like make a sandwich.
You would make
and she'd say,
so he just walk in.
Why are you here? And he said, I'm making a sandwich. And she's like, get the heck out of my house.
That's funny.
And he would not go.
Nope.
Oh man, that is crazy.
Yeah, yo. All I know is yeah, yo. Every time she hit the block, they be on go mode. And if you try to rhyme, it's for the god, they be a no-no. Sauced up in them loco.
All right, now listen to me. Listen to me. This is out of control. This is not. So, and you were aware of all of this, correct, Angie?
Oh, yeah.
And did you tell her, hey, stop letting him in. Stop making buying sandwich meats.
Okay, just yesterday she said, I gave him the weekend to get out. And I was like, no, you tell him, get out, get your stuff out today.
Right.
Because the more you let him linger, mm-hmm. he's going to get comfortable. And
well,
then
he wasn't staying. I just, you know. I knew he worked all week.
Okay, but let me ask something. Were you still sleeping with him?
No.
Oh, come
wait,
on, Colette.
Just on 4th of July, like in the middle of the night, it was like a natural rollover thing.
And, a natural rollover thing.
Dang.
And it, I felt Hold like on, I was like, excuse me. With my cousin.
Natural rollover thing.
It's not going to work.
A natural rollover thing.
Yeah, yo. All I know is yeah, yo. Every time she hit the block, and BB on go move.
All right, now listen to me. Listen to me.
Oh, that's too bad.
Ryan, you're on the Cat Named Mo Show. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, you're the best, man. This is hilarious. Best interview ever, right here.
Thanks, Ryan. All right, listen to me. All right, Thelma and Louise.
For real.
All right, so how do you just roll? You're in the same bed, even though you have told him that you want him out.
Yeah, well, my mom was in town, so I was trying to not.
So he was hitting it while mom's was in the other room.
Mom went stupid.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yeah, she knew what was going on.
Okay, so
mom's so,
okay, so you're in the bed together.
You wake up in the middle of the night and you roll over and you back up.
Who initiated it? He did or you did?
I probably did.
Oh man.
See,
let me tell you something. He was laying out.
I didn't mean to.
He was laying out. What do you mean you didn't mean to?
You were feeling lonely and then
no,
he was there.
You turned over
horny.
And it was right in your face? You're just horny?
So, you know.
But why don't you go to the bar and get somebody
it was
else?
Like 4 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m.
Oh,
and he was just fine to do it. He was eager to do it, yeah?
Yeah.
So, of course, that sends a whole new message,
yes,
which
it does.
I yep. told yep. her about. Like,
absolutely.
Why did you do that? Now he thinks he's going to stay. Sure enough, he just comes back in the next day making his sandwich. And I said, well, what do you think he was going to do?
Yep.
This is true. So now how did you, and so that was the last time you were together. Did you make it count knowing that it might
no,
be?
No, I laid there and I felt like I was with my cousin or something.
Whoa.
I wouldn't even know that feeling.
How do you know that feeling?
If I knew that feeling, that's what the feeling was like. So I was like,
asking myself,
Roland,
how do you know that
feeling? How do you know that feeling?
What is this going on with
it? Torpedo. Yeah, yo. All I know, yeah, yo. Every time he hit the block, TV on go more. And if you try to rob me, swear to God, they be a no.
Listen to me. Sweating. Listen to me. This is what a wackadoo relationship this is.
So how's your cousin?
I don't know. Actually, today's his birthday.
I bet it is. You bet. You bet.
The cousin?
No, my cousin's birthday.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant his.
Is he in town or?
No, back in Illinois.
All right. Listen. All right. Listen to me.
Why didn't you just take the keys away from him?
I did.
Okay.
So then how did he get inside?
He had the padlock code to the back gate, and I didn't know that.
Okay. So today, when you got up this morning, did you know today was the day?
Well, I'd been telling him, and then I was informed a little bit more information last night at my VIP bar.
Okay. Can I just point out that if it's a bar attached to a liquor store, there's nothing VIP about it.
Very important people. Absolutely. I'm there.
That is actually the opposite of VIP.
A little bit, yeah. Unexclusive.
But if they want to keep fronting like that, whatever. Go ahead. I don't care. Yeah. Get down like you live. Okay. Now listen to me.
It is.
So now, and so did he have a lot of possessions or anything? What did he have? He walked out with a trash bag full of clothes?
Yeah.
Literally.
Like I like how they both shake their head, yes.
Yeah. So, Angie, you are glad to see this guy go?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, is it the bar, both of your bars? So that's going to be awkward.
Well, I just moved, so I'm not going to be able to, I can't walk there to and from anymore, so
right.
I won't be able to frequent as much.
You don't listen. You don't. A girl like you, you don't need to be going into a bar that's attached to a liquor store. Nothing good's going to come out of that.
Nothing.
Well, what kind of bar am I supposed to go to?
One that ain't attached to a liquor store. Aren't you listening to me?
Yeah.
Where you can actually find a nice gentleman.
Yep.
Yeah. It ain't going to be at a bar attached to a liquor store, I tell you that.
She's got me now. I'm going to be screening these guys.
Yeah. Run them by Angie.
I'm just digging to work.
Run them by. Listen, you're in South Tampa. What area town are you in?
Now I'm in Northdale.
You're right around the corner. I'm in Northdale. O'Brien's.
I knew you were going to say
O'Brien's.
That.
Carolwood O'Brien's. It's right where this back, where the sacred pepper is.
I almost walked there. So that might be my new bar.
There you go.
Yeah, listen. I've been going to O'Brien's for almost 20 years. I know Teresa, the owner, Bernie, RIP, rest in peace, my friend. They owned it. Teresa's now the sole owner. Joe Carey, he is the GM there, and he's good people. There's a lot of good people at O'Brien's.
Bartender named Jeanette with red hair.
There may used to have been, but there's a lot of great bartenders there. Laura, just a lot of great ones. Peter Gino is fantastic there as well. Julie, there's a lot of great people there.
It's Irish bar. There has to be redheads.
It's a fun place, and they have an outside patio that's covered, but you can smoke out there, and the food is way above bar food. It's just cool.
Well, I just moved into this new house a week or 2 weeks ago, so
yeah, I'm off Del Mabry in Northdale. That's my neighborhood, right right where the new Wawa is. Yeah,
I'm excited about that Wawa.
I know too. Listen, your bar days attached to a liquor store are over. All right, and this interview is over.
Thank you. I'm gonna breathe. I'm gonna go get a drink.
You did good. Oh, you gonna go get a cocktail?
I mean, it is Saturday, and I did just put on like.
All I know is trap been doing good. I'm serving junkies at the peephole. Oh no, sir, you that's a no go. But since you actors, I'm a you like to be wrong. I got.
Listen to me. I can't even remember the name of the business. Bearskin Waxing. It's on
South Howard Avenue, right. next door to Bella's Italian restaurant.
It's a fantastic place. All the good people are going there.
You get lots of good stories.
Absolutely. And you'll get lots of good stories, and you can see Colette. She's on the market. I need somebody to take her away from that ratchet lifestyle she was living.
Exactly.
Okay? All right. Ladies, I have enjoyed it. Thank you. We'll be back. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
South up in them loco, and you got no soul.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.